I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. It is Inauguration Day in the city of Atlanta. Keisha Lance Bottoms will take the oath of office during a 1 p.m. ceremony at the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel on Westview Drive Southwest. That's on the campus of Morehouse College. Incoming city council members, city council president Felicia Moore, and municipal court judges are also being sworn in. Doors opened at 11:30. Well, Georgia Bulldog fans are in rejoice mode today after the team's come-from-behind victory over Oklahoma in yesterday's Rose Bowl game. After being down at the half, the Dogs fought back and blocked a field goal in the second round of overtime before Sony Michel ran 27 yards on a direct snap from center to score the game-winning touchdown. Coach Kirby Smart told ESPN his players showed great heart.
Nobody ever quit. Everybody fought hard. So proud of these kids and seniors, man. I mean, they never quit.
The win earns Georgia a spot in the national championship game Monday night against Alabama at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama defeated Clemson in the Sugar Bowl yesterday. Georgia last won the national championship in 1983 with coach Vince Dooley. Well, Georgia is in the grasp of a bitter cold snap. This morning, a U.S. Forest Service weather station in northern Georgia's Union County registered a temperature of just 3 degrees. Throughout the state, emergency management officials are urging people to take measures against the cold, bring in pets, protect pipes from freezing, be cautious with space heaters, and check on the elderly. Temperatures are expected to drop below freezing again tonight, with ice and snowfall possible in the southern and coastal regions of the state. A new tax credit went into effect yesterday that lawmakers hope will do for the music industry what a similar tax credit has done for the state's film industry. The Georgia Musical Industry Investment Act grants tax credits of up to $5 million to qualified touring musical or theatrical productions that record or debut new music in Georgia. The tax credit increases by $5 million each year through 2020. It will stay at $15 million until the bill sunsets in 2024. And a transportation note, the city of Atlanta is reporting that the Atlanta streetcar is discontinuing service until a water main break can be repaired. The break occurred this morning at the intersection of Carnegie and Spring Streets. No word yet on when repairs will be completed and streetcar service restored. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.